Okay, so you're just going to start by reading this, but obviously replacing, like filling in the blanks, you know.
My name is Julie Saratella. I am 58 years old. Today is January 2nd, 2020. I'm speaking with Spencer Saratella, who is my son. We're recording this interview in Nutley, New Jersey.
Okay. So, first off, can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life? Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that person taught you, maybe?
One of the people that I learned a lot from and I always respected was actually a history teacher from when I was at Nutley High School.
Oh, what was his name?
It was Beth Stein.
Okay.
And I had her my freshman year for ancient history.
Oh. So I remember you saying that you, like, studied, like, Egyptian history. So is that, like, one of the things that inspired you to take that path in college?
I think everybody likes ancient history at some point in their life. It's like every kid likes dinosaurs, or they like outer space and things like that. But with things like ancient history and dinosaurs, a lot of times we outgrow them.
Yeah.
And I had always had a love of ancient languages, ancient religions, all this kind of stuff. And I think I was starting to have it kind of move to a back part of my mind.
Uh-huh.
And then in freshman year, to take this, her love for it reignited my love.
Yeah.
And it was nice to see somebody as an adult passionate about something that I enjoyed also.
Yeah, like I think it's really cool to see teachers who are genuinely loving what they teach, because I feel like that can really help in making their class really engaging.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. Okay. Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
That's a tough one. Let's see.
You don't know which one to choose?
I don't know which one to choose, because there have been a couple of really, really, really good ones.
If you want to describe more than one, I won't stop you.
One of the things that made me happiest was I had been trying to have you for a lot of years. And the day that I got the news that I was, in fact, pregnant, I was beyond excited. It was something that had, like I said, taken years and years and years, and it was something that was finally coming true.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to talk about for this one? Because you were saying you had, like, more than one thing.
Well, I mean, like, that was definitely far and away bigger than anything else.
Yeah, I would assume.
Yeah. You know, and anything else, you know, there were other good memories, but that one was is the one that stands out most.
Okay. So what are you proudest of, and why does it make you feel proud?
At this point in my life, most of my pride actually revolves around you. I love the fact that you have turned into a good person. No matter what, anytime I talk about you to people, the first thing they always say to me is, he's such a good boy. And the fact that you're recognized as caring about people and, generally coming down on the side of making the right decisions makes me very, very, very proud.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. So how would you like to be remembered? I feel like this might be a tough one to think about.
It's. Can we come back to that one?
Okay. You want to come back to that one?
Yeah, let me think about that one.
I've got two more to go through, and then we'll get back to that. Okay. If this were to be our very last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me? That's another tough one.
That's another tough one.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah, yeah. You have some really tough ones here. Huh.
Yeah. You couldn't give me the lob pitches and stuff like that.
Sorry, this is just what they gave me.
Nice, thanks a lot.
Don't blame me.
You know, I mean, if it was our last conversation, I would have to say for you to try to pick things that'll make you happy. And if you come down to choices that are equally good, but one would make you happier, go with that. You know, I'm not saying to do things at the expense of other people.
Yeah, obviously.
But I do want you putting yourself forward.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, this is the last one. I wonder if it's going to be deep as well. Okay, so for your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them, and what would you want them to know?
My great-great-grandchildren, hey?
That's a
long time away.
It's probably like... A century, even.
You know, my great great grandchildren should understand that I'm old, and I was born in a time that these are things that they won't even see in the museums. You know, rotary phones, black and white TVs.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll.
But
yeah, it'll probably be considered like some super archaic technology by the time we're at that point.
Probably. But, you know, the thing is that for my great-great-grandchildren, I would like them to try to learn from history.
Yeah.
And accept history as being part of the time period it was. Don't try to do revisionist things.
Yeah.
Except that times were different at other points, and examine why things were, as opposed to trying to make them what your society accepts as normal or proper.
Yeah, because in many cases, what we did back then really wouldn't work now. Like when we get to this point where it's your great great grandchildren that are alive, it might be the norms of society might be very different than what we currently have. It's definitely something interesting to think about.
True.
You want to get back to that other one?
What was the hard one that I skipped?
How would you like to be remembered?
How would I like to be remembered? I'd like to be remembered as somebody who was kind and who cared about other people and animals.
Yep.
Definitely animals, too. All right.
Since this is just audio, I'm just going to say that she's petting her dog right now. So,
yep.
That's why she said that.
I didn't have a choice.
Yeah, she just comes right up and begs for attention.
Yes.
She's a good girl, though.
She's a hugger and a kisser.
You're a good girl, Ruby.
All right.
But yeah, I do feel like I'm not just saying that this just because you're here. I really do mean this. I really do think what you said, the way you want to be remembered. I really do. Think that's true about you.
Okay.
And
thank you.
Yeah. Okay, that was very nice. I'm very glad we got to do that. Learned a few cool things about you. Like, I think that even strengthened our bond on some level.
Okay. Thanks, Spencer.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you, too.